It is tough to say the truth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is tough to say the truth. For you to say, "I like me," is a tough thing, because when you say, "I like me," you're saying to yourself, regardless of all the little idiosyncrasies, regardless of all the little things about me that make me not perfect as I'd like to be, I still like me. And I really do. I really do. I still like me. No matter what I see in another person, it is a reflection of my thought. Oh, come on now. It can't be that way. But it is. Everything I see in the world is a reflection of what I think. I can look at an unhappy situation, and if I see happy people in that unhappy situation, I recreate that situation as a happy situation in my mind by the fact that I am looking at happy people. It just has to be that way. No matter what the problems are that face me in life or that face anyone in life, we are always bound by the fact of truth. What is the truth of any given situation? Is the reality the truth? Is the reality the truth? Is the truth the reality? Is what we see the reality? Or is what we see an illusion? Is what we see merely how we look at it, our perspective? And how is our perspective on things? Sylvia wrote a very good article for the next issue of The Gist on perspective. And as you read that, you'll see that perspective means a great deal on how we get good out of life. Are you ready to get the best that you can out of life? Are you ready to speak your word and say the truth about yourself all the time? Are you ready to look at the world around you and say, "That's my creation," and say, "Wow, that is good and very good. Yes, I like that." Are you ready to look at the world around you and see the creation around you and call it good and very good? Are you ready for that? Well, as soon as you're ready, and as soon as you do it, you will find the world around you is really good and very good. It's just that way. Simple, easy, forthright, a magnificent way of looking at life. Another way is that we have a great deal of trouble is when we look at ourselves and we say that we are the creator of all the experiences in our world. Yes, we are. We're the creator of every activity that takes place in our world, every event and every good or bad thing that we see that goes on in our world. We have created it by our thought. And we always do create it by our thought. Now, if we really want to create good things, we will start saying to people that things are good. You say to your children, "My, you do beautiful work. I'm so proud of you. My, you are so wonderful. I am so happy with you. You're the ideal son. You're the ideal daughter. You're the ideal person." Yes, you are. You're wonderful. Now, I don't say, "And you're wonderful because you're my reflection. And my reflection, I can only see you as whole and good, even though you're a little jerk." Watch it. Watch it. Who's calling who a jerk? Who's calling who somebody who needs to improve? Are you? Well, I would hope to think that you weren't doing that. I would like to think that you are always keeping your thoughts on high, always speaking for the highest and the best, always looking for good in other people. In your children, you expect them to have trial and error. You expect them to struggle a little bit, but you know that they'll come out of this as the genius that they are, that we know they are. They'll come out of this as the magnificent beings with integrity and perspicacity that is unbelievable, unimaginable, wonderful. Oh, yes, indeed. Now, if this is true for what we have in our world, how we are creating it. How about if we do a little creating for ourselves? Do we have the opportunity, the privilege, the right to create for ourselves? Can we call ourselves good? Can we call ourselves very good? Can we call ourselves God? Oh boy, oh boy. There's a tough one. There's a tough one. Even though biblical lore tells us we are gods, even though all of the Asiatic thinkers tell us that we are God, all the Hindu teachings say that everything is God. Oh, yes. All the philosophy psychiatrists, all the psychologists, all of the great people of all thinking areas, they say, man, know thyself. You're great. Man, know thyself. You're wonderful. Man, know thyself. You are the ultimate of the ultimate. Man, know thyself. And so as you and I begin to know ourselves, we begin to realize that we are indeed God. Now, do we have the courage to say, I am God of myself? Do we have the courage to say that I am the creator of my world, every lock, stock, and barrel of it, every bit of it? Do I have the courage to say, I am God, I am wonderful, I am the creator of every person and every experience in my world? Am I sincere enough? Am I intelligent enough? Am I powerful enough in my thinking to say, I created the war on earth and I create peace on earth? I create injury, I create accident, I create ill health, and I create balance and order and health and harmony. I create all that is. Now, the law of cause and effect through which I create, through which I reveal all that is, the law of cause and effect says all things are. There's not anything that it can be any different. It's just all things are. Now, if all things are, then what happens? Then I learn to reveal those things that I find beneficial to me and my world, lovely to see and enjoy. I choose to create, to reveal those things that already exist, that are good and beautiful in my eyes. Okay. Now, if I choose to do that, I cannot allow myself to think for 1 minute the contrary. For if I allow myself for 1 minute to think the contrary, I empower the contrary to be an illusion in my life. Now, we can readily understand and know all is an illusion. The good things in life are an illusion. They come and go. The unhappy things in life are an illusion. They come and go. What illusions do I choose to experience in my life? What illusions do I want to empower in my world that I'm going to reveal in my everyday experience? Do I want the illusions of happiness? Do I want the illusions of joy and peace? Do I want the illusions of abundance? Do I want the illusion of good health, of perfect health, living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do I want the illusion that all is good and very good? Ho, ho, ho! If that is the illusion I want, then it is up to me to put the cause in motion to reveal that illusion in my world. It's there. It's already there. Now, the Bible stories tell us that God created everything from the very beginning. There's nothing left to create. And we are merely revealing the things that are created. Now, in some circumstances, something that is created might appear to be negative. And in other circumstances, that same thing that appeared to be negative in one circumstance is positive in another. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. We can spend hours going into all the various attitudes that there are, but rather than do that, let's just affirm that I have my thought on all that is good and very good for me and for my world. And everyone in my world is beautiful and good and very good. Everyone in my world is God. Everything in my world is God. For God truly created all things, brought forth all things, revealed all things. And now I, as God, once again reveal these things. I don't have to do it. They're already revealed. I am aware of them. And as I am aware of them, I realize that they already exist. And as they already exist, I can enjoy them, and I can know them, and I can love them, and I can be them, and I can know that every moment of my life is the happiest moment that ever could be. Because it is a moment that I have created out of my thought, out of my inner beingness. Because in me I know all things. In me I know all that exists. In me I know every ideal, every idea. In me I know every possibility, every probability, and every reality. There is reality, you know. The reality is, all is whatever I create it to be. The reality is, all exists now. The reality is, all does not exist now. How about that? That's a good comeuppance thing. The reality is, all does not exist now. The reality is, all does exist now. Now, how can you have two such contrary attitudes at the same time? Well, what does exist mean? What exists is what I am aware of. And if I choose to be aware of good, then good exists for me. If I choose to exist of, if I choose to realize and be aware of negative things, things that are not to my choosing, you might say, not to my blessing, not to my choice, then I can have those things not to my choice. Now, it doesn't make those things any more powerful than one or the other, yes or no, positive or negative. It merely means it's the choice I make of what I want to experience in my life, where my values are, where my joy is. Is it a joy for me to see people unhappy, or is it a joy for me to see people happy? Is it a joy for me to see me unhappy, or is it a joy for me to see me happy? Well, if it's a joy for me to see me happy, and I assure you it is a joy for me to see me happy, then I think happy thoughts. I think loving thoughts. I think whole thoughts. I think beautiful thoughts. I think, and that's where it starts and stops, and that's the whole story. What I think. Because what I think is what I am. And what I am is good and very good. And that's all that there is to it. That's all that there is to it. Now, am I ready to claim this, name this, experience this? Delight in this? Am I ready to say there is nothing else to it than that? If I am, then that's what it's all about. And that's all that matters. Know that with me, know that with you, and know that in all things that you do. Because there is only the now moment, and we might as well experience in the now moment I am God. We might as well experience in the now moment, I am a good God. We might as well experience in the now moment, all that there is God, and all that I'll ever know anywhere in the universe is God. And how great that is, how wonderful that is, and how powerful that is. Because truly, that's what it's all about. So join with me in making this affirmation. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. And know with me that it is true. now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.